The Nationals trying to snap a two-game skid, taking on the Cubs. Great pitching matchup in this one. Jake Arrieta on the hill going up against Max Scherzer. 1-0 Cubs in the first. Trey Turner on first. Brian Goodwin at the dish.
He's got his lead. He's running right now. The pitch high. Montero's throw not in time. One hop throw, but he stole it more on Arrieta than he did on Montero. That guy is quick and fast.
Yeah, he got a great jump.
The runner goes, the pitch strike, and stealing third, uncontested, Trey Turner. You don't see many steals on 3-0 counts, so perhaps a bit of the element of surprise a factor as well. Turner steals two bags in the first inning, and the tying run 90 feet away with nobody out. Infield stays back, the 3-1 to Goodwin. Ground ball right side, diving stop, Rizzo gets up, feeds Arrieta late. Run scores, game tied 1-1, and the 1-1 from Arrieta to Scherzer. And he bounces one back to the mound. It's going to be bobbled by everyone. Everyone is safe, and a run scores. Arrieta had it bounce off his glove. Baez came in, tried to barehand it, could not get the handle. Scherzer gets the RBI. Holding it second on the play, Michael Taylor, as Rendon scores. And it is now 3-1 Washington. And the runner at second running to third, and the throw goes into left field, and Taylor's going to score. Scherzer goes to second. Washington leads 4-1.
This pitch from Pena is hit into the gap in right center, going back, and it's off the wall. Bryant goes back, fields it off the wall. This is going to clear the bases, and it's going to be a double off the bat of Taylor. Score is 6-1.
Here comes the 1-2 to La Stella. He'll swing and miss strike three.
I just think you do the best you can do to extend your at-bats right now. And really, you know, he's at 89 pitches. So if you can get him out of there. Now, you know, he threw 121 pitches in his last outing. So this is the sixth. If you could get him to 100 pitches, let's say, this inning, and push this inning, Dusty Baker may end up taking this guy out of the game.
The 1-2 is outside corner, strike three. Happ strikes out. Scherzer at 93 pitches. Works a 1-2-3 sixth inning. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Washington 6, Cubs 1.
The Nats snap a two-game skid, winning at 6-1. The Nationals finish with 7 stolen bases on the night. Trey Turner ties his own record with 4 steals in a game. Max Scherzer the win, allowing 1 run in 6 frames while striking out 6. It wasn't a fun night behind the plate for Miguel Montero as the Nationals steal 7 bases. Montero, though, talked after the game.
It really sucked because, you know, like, the stolen bases go with me. Mm-hmm. And when you really look at it, the pitcher doesn't need me any time. So it's just like, yeah, okay, Miggy can throw nobody out, yeah, but my pitchers don't hold anybody on it. So it's tough because it doesn't matter how much work I put on, and when I don't play it on full work, you know, throwing and everything, because if I don't get a chance to throw, I mean, that's the reason why they were running left and right today, because they know it was slow to the plate, simple as that. Yeah. So, yeah, it's a shame that, you know, like, it's my fault because I didn't throw anybody out.
Yeah. You talk to Jake about that?
Like, yeah, we talk every year in the spring training, but he's frustrated because seems to nobody really care about it. You know, like, okay, yeah, I got a pitch. If he did run, they run. I don't care. But I mean, perfect example, we got Salvador Perez, the best throwing catcher in the game, and Jason Hamels got 10 stolen bases and only one caught stealing. So what would that tell you? They didn't give him a chance to throw nobody out. So he's tough.
Yeah, the numbers always go to the catcher.
Yeah, always you go always go to the catcher, and I'm the bad guy there, you know. So he, like I say, really it really sucked, but it's what it is, and gotta take it full responsibility. But on the other hand, I would like a little help. Gosh, and that's the thing. It's like when you as soon as you catch a ball, you see the guy almost in second base. So you really try to be quick as possible. So when you try to be quick as possible, it gets you out of swing, it gets you like out of control. You try to get the ball there as quick as possible. And next thing you know, you got anything on it, or you made a bad throw or whatever, which is, you know, I what can I say? I mean, it was a couple of times I didn't even try to throw because it was no time. It was no chance to throw nobody there. So why am I going to even make a throw and make, like what happened to third, try to make a throw and throw to the left field because you try to be too quick. So, like I say, it's frustrating for a catcher. Because it really hurt me, you know, like it hurt me. It hurt my, like, you know, like I feel like I can still throw, like I got good arm, my arm felt great, and it's just like I just try to be quicker, I try to be perfect, and to make those two together is hard to do.
Up next, the series against the Nationals continues on Wednesday with John Lackey on the hill.